Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. On September 10, 1911, 12 Jewish families arrived in Gunnison, Utah, to establish a Jewish agricultural community. The group was part of the Back to the Soil movement, which believed Jews needed to leave the city and live on farms. The Gunnison colony, called Clarion, was one of many established throughout the United States, Canada, and Argentina. Rabbi Joseph Krauskopf, Benjamin Brown, and Isaac Herbst were the main organizers of Clarion and carefully selected the site near Gunnison for their colony. Krauskopf believed Salt Lake City's Jewish community would help support the colony and saw the local Mormons as friendly allies because, like the Jews, they too had been a persecuted people. They also knew about colonization and farming. The Clarion location had other benefits, as it was near the Paiute Canal and the Denver and Rio Grande Railroad. Convinced of the land's fertility, the Jewish Agricultural and Colonial Association purchased the 6,085-acre tract for $45.50 per acre. The colony folded 4 years later in 1915. The Board of Land Commissioners auctioned off Clarion land at a public sale the following January. Utah historian Robert Goldberg attributes the colony's failure to a lack of farming experience. Poor soil, short planting seasons, an inadequate water supply, and money shortages also doomed the colony. A few families stayed in the area, some opened small businesses, but only two families continued farming. Although most returned to city life, Clarion provided a respite from skyscrapers, tenement housing, and pavement. Colonist Isaac Friedlander hinted at why this desert Jewish enclave away from urban life took root for a while in the Beehive State. He wrote of an autumn day, "The leaves are falling, the mornings are cold, frosty, the mountain walls are hued rose and yellow. We see forms like sphinxes, artistically sculpted by nature. Riding in open wagons, we keep gazing, with heads thrown back, toward the colorful heights." Research and writing for this episode of the Beehive Archive were provided by Rebecca Anderson. Sources and past episodes may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of the Utah Humanities Council, I'm Megan Van Frank. Visit us online at kcbw.org and click on the Beehive Archive link.